Hello, we're reading chosen excerpts for the upcoming Congress in the Desert on the topic of all who fault in their own defect, and love covers all transgressions. And you can ask questions during the lesson.
With these sources, we wish to see if we are seeing reality correctly or not. Where do we deviate from the right picture, and how can we nevertheless correct our perception? So instead of this reality, we would see the true reality instead of the false one. And what do we need to do? How should we arrange things? How should we correctly focus our senses? So that instead of our five senses, we will feel in them. We are in the degrees of coarseness, Shorash, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, the perception of Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeh, Bin, Malchut. This is the more truthful perception is called. Let's see how we come to it. So we won't simply disqualify reality in ourselves and external reality through our corrupt qualities. Rather, we'll try to correct them more and more, and by that, just like you tune the instruments of hearing and seeing, we'll reach the true perception of reality.
Excerpt number one, preface to the Zohar, Baal HaSulam. We see a wide world before us, wondrously filled. But in fact, we see all that only in our own interior. In other words, there is a sort of a photographic machine in our hind brain which portrays everything that appears to us and nothing outside of us. For that, He has made for us there in our brain a kind of polished mirror that inverts everything seen there, so we will see it outside our brain, in front of our face. Yet, what we see outside of us is not a real thing. Nevertheless, we should be so grateful to His providence for having created that polished mirror in our brains, enabling us to see and perceive everything outside of us. For by this, He has given us the power to perceive everything with clear knowledge and attainment, and measure everything from within and from without. Without it, we would lose most of our perception.
Meaning, we see before us a great big world, circles and circles and circles, concentric circles around the person. And this perception, as Kabbalists are telling us, is a false one. And the correct perception is that we see everything inside of us, and other than man's desire, there is nothing. That's what he feels. He cannot feel any more than that. And the correct perception is that he needs to gradually correct his perception so that the entire external world that seemingly exists will enter into his feeling, his perception, his understanding in his internality. Because those that are near him are the friends, a small group. He's doing exercises with them. And here we receive a complete Torah method, what we need to do to connect with them with our heart and soul, to practice different things, exercise, until each one, each and every friend is standing inside the heart of the others, and gradually we get to feel, we come to a state where everything concentrates into the central point of the ten. And in that, from this innermost, smallest exercise, we begin to understand how all of reality can be included, integrated in me, and I'll feel it as existing in me. And this is really the correct perception. Hence, from here, we can understand what it means, the quality of love, which is the greatest thing. When I bring closer, I'm integrated, intermingled with everything that's on the outside, and I return all these broken vessels that departed from me during the shattering of the vessels, and now they are returning to their places, my inner vessel. When I am Adam Rishon, and I am all of reality, and I come to a state of adhesion with the Creator. So, for the time being, we are dealing with the innermost exercise in the ten, but the Creator, and you will see it. You'll see how much, together with that, he awakens more external circles through the world that is entering, shattering seemingly. Where in the outer circle, various states appear, such that I have to bring closer and arrange by coming closer, by love, by dissemination, and so on and so forth, until the outermost circles, as we talked about yesterday and lately, and then we will be able to understand how this reality appears to us now, and to what form we need to bring it through our correction. And although we cannot imagine the end of correction right now, everything enters into one perception, one man, a single homogeneous system, and true adhesion with the one Creator. Let's read it again.
Again, excerpt number 1, Bala Sulam, preface to the Zohar. We see a wide world before us, wondrously filled. But in fact, we see all that only in our own interior. In other words, there is a sort of a photographic machine in our hindbrain which portrays everything that appears to us and nothing outside of us. For that, he has made for us there, in our brain, a kind of a polished mirror that inverts everything seen there so we will see it outside our brain, in front of our face. Yet, what we see outside of us is not a real thing. Nevertheless, we should be so grateful to His providence for having created that polished mirror in our brains, enabling us to see and perceive everything outside of us. For by this, He has given us the power to perceive everything with clear knowledge and attainment, and measure everything from within and from without. Without it, we would lose most of our perception.
Just imagine to yourselves how you take the still, vegetative, animate and speaking, or the degrees between, or the difference between inanimate objects and between vegetative elements and between animals, between people. Look, for example, there's Vlad and Michael, and the other one, Kurtz. What differences exist in me towards you? One image, second, third, each one so unique. If the whole thing were inside of me, I would never be able to distinguish these details. You wouldn't be able to create this differentiation and distinction between one and the other. When you're on the outside, you suddenly appear to have many qualities, attributes, seemingly independent behavior. What do you mean independent? Why are you even moving? How come you're independent? My qualities, my corrupt qualities, present to me in this way all that is not yet corrected in me, that which is not corrected. Consequently, this perception of reality, where we see everything on the outside and we have to return it to the internal perception. But in the internal perception, we don't bring back everything I see, the still vegetative animate and speaking like little dimensionless points. Rather, they all stand. It's not that I bring them from the outside into me, rather I spread myself over everyone with this quality of love from myself outwardly, and then there's the great big world and everything that's in it. I don't have a good grasp of the language, but okay. Number two. If you have questions, go ahead.
To try and understand a bit more deeply, I see most of the world outside of myself, but some things I do see inside of myself. I have this or that kind of quality, meaning there are things that are inside of me. So why is there this difference that something's outside of me and something I see inside myself?
What you see inside of you is your own ego, something. What you see outside of you is what you... Through the correction of the ego, you need to see those things as corrected. And everything you see outside of you are your uncorrected qualities. If you correct the internality, you'll see these same qualities very highlighted outside of you. So, still vegetative animate speaking, you see outside of you, will be as a quality of a force of something of yours from your inside.
So what's the right way to relate to myself and what's going on inside of me in this kind of perception of reality?
I don't think we should get into it. It's enough to work in the ten. There everything is concentrated, there's feedback from friends. But we just know that by correcting the 10 in the complete form, we also correct our perception of the whole world. This will be revealed. The whole world will appear as existing between the friends. Don'ts.
Hello, Rav. Two things. The first is, maybe I can ask in French.
J'avais une réunion avec Rav il y a deux jours pour l'Afrique.
Two days ago, we met, Rav and I, we talked about Africa.
Et le jour de la réunion, je me suis endormi un peu et je me suis réveillé deux heures après la réunion.
And I prepared myself for that meeting. And on the day of that meeting, I woke up 2 hours late for the interview.
So?
Cette force que je vois à l'extérieur de moi, qui est contre moi, comment je l'utilise pour la mettre à l'intérieur de moi?
So this force that I see outside of me that is as if against me, how do I use it so that it will be a force that's working from within myself?
You will see it only from the connection with people, from the 10. You don't need to work on all the qualities directly, where I correct this, I correct that. If you try to be in your 10, to feel them, like parts of you, like your children, let's say, even closer than your kids, they are really in you. You will see that everything will be corrected. And you shouldn't think of all the other corrections, because the correction on the speaking degree includes everything.
Mais quand, pourquoi est-ce que, si Rav se trouve à l'intérieur de moi, pourquoi est-ce que je ne suis pas capable d'utiliser cette force que je vois, qu'on appelle Rav?
The second thing is, suppose I see Rav in front of me, so I see a person who has the importance of the goal. So why can I not take this force that I see outside of myself, Rav, with his importance of the goal, and to use it inside myself?
Go ahead, be impressed. If you're impressed by it, go ahead. Yeah, you can.
How?
See, when do I wake up at night? What am I doing before the lesson? What am I doing after the lesson? How do I record myself in the studio for a few hours? Then I come to the evening lesson. I prepare myself for other things, lessons, writings, everything. You'll see that it is the importance of the goal.
I see that it's the importance of the goal, but I can't use it.
Why? Why not use it? To this day, if I need any strength, any forces, I am reminded of Rabash. How much he was simply... He must do it, and that's it. He would want to sleep, or tired, something was wrong in the family, or something. No. He would go and do what is needed for the advancement of the students. I could barely keep up with him next to him. And he was 40 years older than me. 40 years. He was born in 1906, and I was born in 1946. And when I look, I would look at him, I would feel ashamed. But together with that, I could see that I have no power. You know, it could kill me. I wasn't able to do it.
We see the same example here that Rav has. That Rav is as powerful as all the friends together.
Responsibility, sir. Responsibility. If I want Let's say, I'll tell you that I'm too old and it's too difficult for me. I have problems, conditions, you know. I think that twice a week I'll relax. I won't come to listen. Well, what are you doing like that? And when you don't make it to the lesson?
It's the end of the world.
Why do you think that when you're not making it, it's not the end of the world? Why? You think that you're doing fewer corrections in the world compared to me? No, I'm telling you, no. It only appears this way. So each one has to say it. Everyone is equal with respect to the correction. Great one, small one. Let's grow stronger. More questions, but on what we read, on this polished mirror, those things.
Rav, maybe you can add a few more words about this sentence. That what we see outside of us is not real.
Yeah, it's inside of us, except the Creator arranged for us such a thing where we see our inner qualities in this theater outside of us, and we see a great big world. We see a still, vegetative, animate, speaking, and those are our qualities, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, inside of us. That's how they are presented to us, displayed before us, acting before us, and we need to find the correct attitude. So all these qualities before us have a goal, a purpose, and how do I connect them and how to connect them to my work? And how do I try in my inner efforts to concentrate them towards one goal, to connect them, to combine them in order to become a form of support for the revelation of the Creator? And then the whole world is here to serve me.
What's the difference between the qualities that are and are not outside of myself?
I need to be included of these qualities, the internal and the external, otherwise I will not feel them, I'll have no impression, no connection. I can't see anything that is not in me. Cannot. If there are such qualities outside of me and not in me, it's a sign that these are spiritual qualities. And I'm still not in those inner spiritual qualities, and that's why I cannot identify them.
But like the example you gave, that suppose I see Vlad, so it's an external, that it's an inner quality of mine, that the Creator arranged it so that I'll see it outside of myself. So what's the difference between this and a quality that's inside of me, that I don't see it outside of myself?
Inside of you are only these original egoistic qualities that you can use to identify things on the outside. And by starting to come close to Vlad, you are not coming close to him. Rather, you are developing his image in you, and this image begins to work in you. You can use it. And if you gather these images that are opposite of you, as a ten, that the Creator arranges for you on purpose and no others, then with that, you are building the connection between them called the spiritual kli. And then in that connection, inside this spiritual vessel that you've established, you can feel a spiritual phenomenon, which is the Creator.
So it's enough that I, with my original qualities, will be integrated in this thing called Vlad in order to attain a spiritual quality?
Yeah, And that's how the Creator did it, on purpose. Otherwise, how would you do it? Since the distance between you is your ego. It's clear, right? I see him outside of me. That's because I'm an egoist, and I see him outside of me. If I didn't have a will to receive, let's say if I were corrected completely, let's say ideally, at the end of correction, each one is included of everyone else, so I would not be able to see him, to discern him on the outside. This polished mirror would have worked in a true form where there's nothing on the outside.
And this forces me to come closer to him, because if I don't come closer to him, I can't even identify the potential that...
That's why it's a mitzvah. Love your friend as yourself. That is the general correction. General. Now, it's divided into many personal, individual corrections, but the main thing is this.
Seemingly, the conclusion is that suppose I see the friends and the tent, that they're whole and perfect, corrected, then what follows is that my qualities are then...
No, for the time being. Meaning you still have your little ego, and on top of it, that's how you see it, but... Increased your ego, and again, you'll feel them as corrupted. That's how we are each time. Sometimes you love more, sometimes you hate more, sometimes like this, sometimes like that, but each time the will to receive is growing.
But can we learn something from that?
Can you learn something from that? Oh.
Can we learn something from it?
Only one thing, that it doesn't matter what I feel, I have to be drawn to connection. I have nothing left other than that. If I discover the truth, when I see before me a broken vessel and they gave me an opportunity, then there's nothing else that's left. Only to think of the correction, correction in the ten, correction in the nation, between all of humanity, but connection.
And is there, what once you see the friend's qualities inside yourself, afterwards you have the ability to work with these qualities as your inner forces?
As much as you get incorporated of them, integrated of them. I'm not sure how to say it. Based on what do you grow smarter, wiser? How? How come? Only by including yourself. Either they let you be included, integrated in some program from above. There's more than one direction here. Or by being integrated from them. That is called, I've learned from all my students. And you acquire a new vessel for the perception of reality. And the spiritual perception of reality, this is something you can't even do without that.
Why is the correction in the ten the main thing that includes everything?
This is called, the Creator brings it to the good fortune and says, take it. We don't exactly understand how it works, but this is arranged for you from above, from the Creator. Where if you would invest in it, mainly, then the rest of your spiritual advancement will take place.
But why does it work this way?
It stems from the shattering of Adam HaRishon, where it's possible that these parts are the main parts of your soul.
I see my negative qualities in everything, not necessarily between the friends and the ten.
We're not talking about negative qualities. We're talking about corrections, and corrections is something else. It's not what appears to you. I also remember that I'm working with one thing and it doesn't work out, and so on and so forth, and this I hate, and this, and Rabbi is saying you do this and not that, and I'm asking what's the connection between what you're telling me to do and these things that I can't get rid of. Look at where I am. He said, no, you do that. It was not clear. It was not understood. The question is nice.
The polished mirror, what does it show me? My corruptions, my ego, and everything, right?
In everything, but mostly in the friends. There you can realize, apply yourself, truly. That's our field of work. That's our battlefield. If you're not getting in there to tie them together until they stand in your heart. Truly, as Rabash writes, there's nothing in this world but the friends. He's not exaggerating. You're correcting things. It's like you're tuning your lens. And then you're aimed more and more at the Creator.
Usually we learn that the crimes, the ego, everything remains. What does it mean that I have to see the friend inside myself now? What does it disappear or what?
Nothing disappears, all those bad things remain. And love covers all transgressions when you know how to kind of cross them. None is besides him good who does good.
In a corrected state, I see the friend both inside myself and also outside of myself.
Both outside and inside. You see it inside. I don't know how to explain it. Okay.
On the one hand, we say that any corruption I see in the friend, it actually points at a corruption that exists inside of me, and this is what I have to correct. On the other hand, there's this assumption that says that the starting point is that all the friends are corrupted, and this is how we work together, that we pray for each other. And what's the use in this attitude? Why not think that all the friends are really corrupted?
So you'll agree with it that everything is in you, you're not corrupted, they are all puppets that you see this way, and then you go to sleep quietly. That's it. I have no problem. It's a matter of love. I love all my terrible qualities. I love them. No problem. What's the benefit from that?
Even
though that now you showed it from a different angle, but with the friends you have a feeling that you can work with the friends, but the rest of the world, I don't know, this microphone,
it's only for the sake of publicizing the general correction. Those are still parts of you that didn't come to correction yet, that are not worthy of correction yet. They come from afar. So what can you do? It's like with little kids. So you explain to them, you let them know, you perform various actions as much as possible.
I want to ask about the degrees of the still, the vegetative and the animate that I see. Suppose the still.
In people?
No, in general. It doesn't become part of me, does it?
Yes. Eventually, you see nothing except for the Creator that is included, integrated in the Ten. That fills the Ten. And all the things that you see, you are seeing now, you see these connections between the inner forces of the Ten, still, vegetative, animate, speaking, galaxies, spiritual worlds, whatever you want. Everything is like that. Well, why? What seems to be the problem?
What's the right attitude toward the still, this table?
If you correct yourself, you'll see not a table, but something else. A force, a certain quality. It's not a table. What is a table? Does it really exist in this solid form? If I have such qualities, then yeah, I see it's correct.
We all see the same. We all see a table.
How does a table appear to an angel?
Shamati, the matter of spiritual attainment. And it's like we look at a table, then according to what we feel, the sense of touch, we see that it's wide and hard and everything, but it's all according to our senses. But it doesn't mean that this is how the table seems to someone with different senses. If an angel looks at the table, he sees it according to his own qualities, his own senses. And therefore, we can't say anything about the angel because we're not familiar with his senses. The very same way, just like we have no attainment of the Creator, we can't say what form do the worlds have. Only what we attain in the world, what we attain in the worlds, we attain it only through what we feel and sense.
I don't want to give you other examples, but I gave you an example with the horse that Rabash saw and said, this is an angel. And how he would look at people. It's a marked difference. I hope that we will see it this way. But the fact that it all depends on the quality of the receiver, that is clear. You're building a certain device, how it perceives, how it receives and responds, it's all according to the qualities of the device, of the instrument. We're an instrument. The ultra receiver is our inner quality, but around the ultra receiver, these nine other qualities around it, which are the nine friends compared to me, through them I perceive reality. If I change my attitude towards to love towards them, the reality I perceive through them will be a spiritual reality.
How do I work with the friends? What does it mean to work with the friends? Suppose I have a patient. I work with my patient, I take care of him, I treat him, I know what I'm doing. How do I work this way with the friends?
I can't begin to explain it to you. You have to reach a state where you love them to such an extent that you can't distinguish between you and them. They disappear as images. They're in you, and that's it. No difference.
Yeah, but how do you come to that? What do I start with?
No, you're on the right path. It will come from asking. After all, it's a prayer. It's a prayer. You can do many actions and be a hero, how great of a friend you are, but if you don't come to breaking points and don't beg before the Creator that you're incapable and He must help you, it doesn't happen. Only through the breaking point. That's how it is in everything. You already asked.
These things that you talked about, suppose the friends, they're independent and unrelated to me.
That's how you feel it.
Yeah. When I correct myself, do they stay independent?
No. When you correct yourself, you see a world that's entirely dependent, gradually, of course, till the end of correction, but that's entirely more and more the result of your actions in order to bestow. As much as you can be in order to bestow, you see the world in the quality of bestowal. The upper nine in whom the force of the Creator is ruling. And only in your corruption you see that this exists by itself and is outside of you.
And then I can as if move the world with a certain quality?
Move yourself first.
Oh.
Good morning, Rav. Many times after the lesson, after we connect in the 10, we see that the world is like a movie. Really feel, see how the world works. The question is, we feel that only through the connection in the 10, or...
Yes and no. The main thing is that correct, fast advancement is through the 10. Although I remember that it appears that we can go deeper. I remember myself. I'll get into the books. I'll learn something else and another thing. I'll do something. No, ultimately, connection. If not for connection, dissemination. For me, it was more helpful. I didn't have tens exactly. Rabash disconnected me. There were a few friends, but in truth, also they passed away. It's dissemination. That's always 10 and dissemination.
But the friends and the 10. What is the 10? We're sitting with the friends, we're doing things between us, it's interesting, but what about the people on the outside?
No, on the outside you don't need it. Why? Not at all. I don't connect myself to anything on the outside. I can... take pictures with him, record a video, send him something, not more than that. I don't let him into my heart. But the friends, I want to be connected to them. And I'm being careful, but I open my heart, try to do it, so that they would control my heart. They enter my heart and they dominate it. And I don't want to be in control there. I give them my heart. Try to do it. You'll see how much you really want it or capable of doing it or willing to do it. We'll talk about it.
No.
Once.
How does the inner feeling, the opnimi, gives me the ability to look outwards, that this is my soul upon the stony heart? How do you do it?
By restriction, screen, reflected light.
Thank you. This is what I thought. Thank you.
Namshich, ken.
Friend from Italy is asking, what do I do in order to see the qualities that are outside of me? What do I do?
Only the 10. How do you do it? In the camera, Shai. The focus.
There are the lenses that you move the distance between them.
But you understand, several images and they cross. That's how it used to be. I don't know if it's still today.
It's a bit blurry, but then you focus.
You don't see.
Maybe Sine can explain. I don't know.
No. I remember, well, I stopped taking pictures maybe 60 years ago, 50. I was a kid. Back then, I was very... That's how it was. You see two until you cross them into one. This means that you're in focus. Let me take a picture.
He's asking, what do I have to do in order to see the qualities outside of me practically?
Outside of me practically, if I see 10 as 1, I see the Creator. I see 10, those are people. If I make them into 1, I'll see the Creator.
How do I make it 1?
By love. You need to cross them, these 9, and you. But in the first degree of that, there are 125 degrees in love. So at least that. And then you discover it. Let's continue.
Да, здравствуйте, дорогой Рав.
Привет, Влад.
Hello, dear Rav.
Предположим, я, ну, соединяюсь так с товарищами чувственно.
Suppose this is how I connect with the friends emotionally. I really adhere to them as spiritual qualities in the 10. I connect the first, second, third friends together. What does it mean that I start discerning these qualities, this spiritual phenomenon called Creator? What am I supposed to see in the feeling of the connected 10?
Creation is a will to receive.
What
the will to receive discovers in it is called a feeling. Sensation, feeling. That's how we need to distinguish between the mind, the intellect, and the feeling, so that the intellect or the mind will force me to bring up the feeling, make it finer, raise it, to make it more connected, more directed, so through all these different buttons I can turn this concept of feeling in me, and then with that I approach the 10, and in the 10 I begin to turn my feelings in this way and that, connect between the friends and more. Why? So that I will be closer to them. And then to that extent I begin to feel. There's a matter of tests here. I begin to feel that in those through those measurements and changes that I'm doing, I begin to feel in it more and more how I'm beginning to come close to the Creator. Although I don't see Him, I can't discover Him yet, but there's a feeling, there's this tendency through the 10, through the circles, these concentric circles, circles that share a common center. In Russian, it's concentric. Okay, so that's how I see them. I see that I'm coming closer and closer to the focus, the focal point, and there I discover the contact. We're very close to it. You're aimed at that. We just have to perform actions.
What are these circles and the feeling of adhesion with the friends?
Sensitivity towards connection, towards the connection of the friends. And pay attention, that the group is already in connection. It's not about whether or not they appear to you this way or not, because no one is seeing the truth. image through picture, but the group is in connection and you discover that. When they are speaking to you, when you discover them, they don't feel it, but you will discover the innermost states of theirs, where they are concentrated even more, connected even more, integrated even more. They're already there. Where do we have such verses? We have. It's all towards us. All this reality is a game. I have to ask more.
Asia.
Good
morning, Rav.
Morning.
My question is, in the ten there is a goal, and then I see some friends that disregard the goal, the path, and then I found out, I discover myself in the future, then I think and I do the same things, and I think that is something that the friends are doing, but then I discovered that, oh my God, I do the same in the same situation. So what's the best approach to, how can I handle this?
First of all, behind the friends is the Creator. Although it's difficult, it's not so simple, you have to act seemingly twice. But you are standing here before the Creator, who's placing before you a bad group, and you need to arrange it as a good group. With patience that you have to acquire, you're missing that for your spiritual attainment. In the connection between them that you have to build, you're missing that as well in your spiritual attainment. The Creator that you need to pray to, that's missing also for your spiritual attainment. So all those things, if the Creator brings a person to a place where there are 10 friends and you feel that this is the place, I don't have any other place. There are those who are still moving about and are in different states, but if you are in a 10, you must really use it all the way. Except for when you discover that there are such friends that are not that are lagging behind or they don't want, they can't, but that they are going really against it. They're laughing about connection and methodically. These friends are still not worthy and you need to maybe remove them. But this is very extreme. Otherwise, you have to work, you have to believe these are the conditions you were given and you must use them. And believe me, by that, through that, you will perform great corrections. All the best to Owen. Owen. We miss you.
Novosibirsk.
Бокер Тофров.
Бокер.
Вот вы описали работу с фокусом.
Rav, you described working with focusing yourself on the 10. Do we do that work also outside of the 10?
No. There is no work outside of the 10. Outside of the 10, I have to behave with every person, politely. Not to be a murderer and a robber, but behave like everyone is behaving. I'm going out to the street, I go, I get on the bus, I go to a supermarket, I go to my place of work. I behave like everyone. And no one can say I'm a bit cuckoo, that something is weird about me. No, I must make efforts, great efforts. I saw it with Rabash as well. Make great efforts to be like everyone. Just like that, I have no problem. You're like that, I'm like that. There are situations where we had to sit next to other people. So either we were talking, so they won't start to ask us questions and talk to us, or I also got used to... behave as if we're sleeping. Well, he's an old guy. He's waiting room for a doctor. You feel someone wants to start talking to him, he's, falls asleep. Meaning, as much as possible, keep the contact with every person very punctual, very practical, and that's it. And the rest, you are in contact with yourself. You have someone to talk to, the one inside. Okay? But behave like that.
I mean, not externally, but in terms of the physical distance from the ten, that the word continues as if I'm inside them. I start working emotionally with the friends.
Of course. Doesn't matter if they're physically next to me or not. I feel them. Nonetheless, I want to feel them. I want to bring them closer. They have to be the most precious part of my life. More than anyone else, there's nothing more precious than them. A person will give everything for his soul. That's how it has to be. Because inside of that, you discover the Creator. Through them, you bestow to the Creator. And how will you bestow to the Creator later when they enter into you and will be like your point? You'll have no way to bestow to Him. So the Creator gives them wings. Then there's work by the grace of the Creator, because we have no work. They're corrected. Everything is revealed. Then there's a special shade that the Creator casts, and you can continue. That's ahead of us. Peter?
So the main thing is the connection. And if not connection, then dissemination. So dissemination too helps to focus the ten inside yourself, to reach love for the friends.
If you connect between you and you go out to disseminate, this in total is the best possible action for correction, for coming closer to the Creator. It doesn't matter how connected you are or how successful you are in dissemination, but it's certain you're giving contentment. Because you're in this inner movement and the outer movement of this broken vessel. Clear, yeah? Beersheva.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, World Kli, World 10. I wanted to ask, Bala Sulam and Rabash, they described angels, meaning forces. We're supposed to correct our will to receive. What exactly happens there? These aren't things that we're supposed to correct, forces meaning.
I spoke about them and not about you. About you, I'm saying something simple. Did you hear me? We have to be connected between us and disseminate. Good luck. New York. New York.
About 10 minutes ago, you said that I can gradually bring the friends into my heart. How, when you do it, the friend isn't frightened by staying alone without friends at the end?
Anyone got what he was asking? You also don't understand.
Вы сказали, что
человек может потихоньку. You said that a person can gradually bring the friends into his heart.
A person should bring his friends into his heart.
Что он в конце концов не останется пустым, зависимым и слабым.
Эх, он ло мефахет лишаер талуй баем.
Will he not be afraid to stay dependent on them and weak and empty? He brings them into his heart. How can it be then? He begins to feel his heart acquiring additional sensitivity. We need nothing other than that. Our sensitivity is going up. It's not the sensitivity like we have now with our physical nerves. Nerve ends. It's a sensitivity towards foreign discernments, foreign, because they were outside of me. And suddenly I begin to acquire this sensitivity. And the sensitivity is totally different compared to the sensitivity an average person has. It's beyond my ego. I begin to build a vessel, the upper nine. In my soul. And how, what do you mean empty? There are a million external phenomena here. It's the upper nine. And accordingly, also my will to receive, my egoistic will to receive, is beginning to connect to them. It's beginning to work together with them. There's the beginning of the establishment of the screen where I can work with their desires as if they were mine. Well, but there's no fear, in short, no fear. Jump into it, really, just close your eyes and jump in. If you can bring your friends into your heart, who wouldn't want to do that? Rather, we're incapable. That's something else. We need to talk about it. We need to ask Creator. Okay, New York.
Okay,
one more.
Excerpt number 2, Rabash, to serve me. The whole world was created only to serve me, according to the interpretation of Bala Sulam. It means that all the faults that a person sees in others, he believes that they're his, therefore he has what to correct. It follows that the whole world serves him by providing him with his faults, and he does not need to look by himself. Instead, they are doing him a big favor by providing him with his flaws. Again, the whole world was created only to serve me. According to the interpretation of Bala Sulam, it means that all the faults that a person sees in others, he believes that they are his. Therefore, he has what to correct. It follows that the whole world serves him by providing him with his faults, and he does not need to look by himself. Instead, they are doing him a big favor by providing him with his flaws.
So, we truly need to be grateful to the friends for helping me in such a way. And the more deficiencies I see in them, the happier I should get, since I have work. And I need to thank them, since with their help, I'm seeing more and more of the corrupt vessels in my soul, because if they were not corrupted, I would never see their deficiencies. So all the friends from whom I receive rejection. I see faults in them. Each time it's a revelation and a revelation of my broken vessel that I must correct. I'm on the way to correction. So how should I be grateful to them? And then I see that they are angels. No one has any fault. Whether it's like looking into a mirror where I see my own faults, and then I have what to correct. It's like looking in a mirror and seeing my face. This is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is so, this is wrong. So my friends are showing me the corruptions in the soul is something I can see. How else can I see corruptions if when I correct them, I come to the end of correction? I'll just turn around like that 1,000 more lifetimes. And whatever state I might be in, I won't be able to correct them any other way. Is it truly parts of my soul? Clear?
How do I correct?
Through love, connection. What are they showing you? They're showing you that you are off-center compared to the will to bestow. You see all of them corrupt, and you are in your will to receive. And that's where you're seeing the flaw, the fault. Then all the friends get connected, and in their place you'll see the Creator. Meaning, however they appear to you right now, like this, like that. They show in small measures, gradually, how different you are from the Creator.
These flaws, do they change their form all the time, or how does that work?
Of course. No, you have 10, but each one of them is revealed each time with other, you know, the forms or shapes according to your correction. You determine the upper light shines. It constantly peels off layers and layers from your will to receive, and it reveals more and more the viciousness, cruelty in it, the corruption in it. And then you see friends who seemingly change. Yesterday it was fine. Today it's not. Yesterday it was cheap. Today it's generous. Yesterday it was lazy. Today he can't stay still. And so on.
If I see no changes, it means that I'm not doing any corrections?
Yes. If you see no changes in them, you see everything is fine. When I'm asking someone, well, how's it going in the 10? For us, everything is fine. We're connected. Everything is 100%. It's a sign that nothing is good.
No.
I don't have to search for flaws in the friends. So, by serving the Creator, how do I...
That's how you serve the Creator. You correct yourself. They came to serve me, to show me my flaws. And by correcting myself, I serve the Creator. I prepare the kli for His revelation.
They show me my flaw and I show them theirs.
They show me my flaws. I am asking the Creator to correct these flaws until I reach love for them. That's a sign of correction. And then my kli is also in the same coarseness that was revealed before when I hated them, and also in my correction that I just acquired over the corruption. And now I have a kli, I have a will to receive, covered with a screen, ready for the revelation of the Creator.
Bala Sulam writes that you gave me much work in regard to the growing separation and hate between you, that I could not think of it in advance, that each of the students are as an organ of mine. And for I have sinned, I'm ready to start purifying myself like a newborn until I shall bring peace among the students. Again, you give me much work in regard to the separation and growing hate between you to an extent that I could not imagine, and all the students are like an organ of my own, and there's no peace among my organs due to my sin, and therefore I must start purifying myself like a newborn until I will bring peace among my students. Excerpt number 3, Rabash, Article 19. What is the Torah called middle line in the work? The Ari writes, there is the matter of the se'arot, which cover the light. So they do not enjoy the light as long as they are unworthy, since they might blemish. The thing is that we must believe that the Creator gave us a desire and yearning to do good deeds. And as long as one is unworthy, he must not feel that the Creator compels him to do good deeds. That is why the Creator hides himself in dresses, and this dressing is called Lolishma. In other words, sometimes the Creator hides himself in a clothing of friends. Again, the Ari writes, there is the matter of the se'arot, which cover the light. So they do not enjoy the light as long as they are unworthy, since they might blemish. The thing is that we must believe that the Creator gave us a desire and yearning to do good deeds. And as long as one is unworthy, he must not feel that the Creator compels him to do good deeds. This is why the Creator hides himself in dresses, and this dressing is called Lolishma. In other words, sometimes the Creator hides himself in the clothing of friends. If outside of me are my uncorrected parts.
No, it's not on the outside. It appears to you on the outside. It appears to you as if outside of you are parts of you. They are inside of you, except you see them with your corrupt vision as being outside of you.
My question is, who do I yearn for? Who do I miss? Where does that come from?
You yearn to reach a state where the whole world is in your heart.
What is that? Where does that come from? This flavor that gives the strength to unite these parts.
This is the point in the heart. The point in the heart. That's how it directs you, the godly part from above.
And the more I yearn, the greater that point becomes.
Yeah, of course. First time I understood what he's asking. No, he's got complex questions.
It's a mix between philosophy and Kabbalah.
It's a mix between philosophy and Kabbalah. Yes, cowboy.
A moment ago you said that they're outside of you, they're inside of you. So my question is, let's say I see Terrence do something I think is wrong. How do I turn that back inside myself to truly see, through the ego's disguise, that this is really me that's guilty of this.
I'll tell you. I have a problem because I have to give a lesson. I'm between many factors. I have to relate to them like people. But in truth, let's say I was one of you. I enter here and I'm here between my qualities. Right now, I see you as my qualities, that I need to feel that they are in me, and there's nothing outside of me. That's the desired goal. So what's the problem there? So Terence is saying something, he's saying something. They just came here to serve me, as we say.
Right, but when we see faults in others, we are told those faults are inside us.
Ken.
But our ego won't let us see that we perpetrate that fault.
But we will connect together, we'll bond against our ego, resist it, and sustain ourselves in this way, that whatever we see, all these conflicts, contradictions, flaws, faults outside of us, all of it is inside each and every one, to the extent he sees it as outside of him. We are in a holy society, or other than me, there's nothing here, there's the upper light, the Creator, that's what dwells in them, or behind them, the Creator is standing, however you want to call it, and I'm doing this work with them, with the Creator. This is practical work. That's what we do.
So in essence, you're saying you fake it till you make it?
Ken, vadai.
Yeah, of course.
That's the part that I can't...
We won't let go.
That's also that part that brings up the reaction in me that makes me want to act out towards what I see.
It's okay. Each one should depict it however he wants. It's not important. The main thing is to know that we are here in this society where I'm surrounded by the upper light, but instead of the upper light, because of my flaws and my faults, I feel here faces, nicer faces, less nice faces, like this, like that. If we would begin to move towards that and put in a little bit of effort, you'll see what we'll get. We are ready for it.
When you come to a congress, usually the atmosphere is one that there is such greatness of the friends, and everyone comes really burning. And we're all 1 10. It's not the smaller tens in which you have your different conflicts and so on. So what should be the work there in regard to what we're studying now?
Well, I guess it's a question for a workshop. Well, what's the benefit of my answer? It's also a little early to ask. It's early. We will clarify it. It's still early.
If I understand correctly, we're learning this maybe especially as preparation for the Congress, this topic.
No. No, we're simply, this is simply our steps along the way. Also, the Congress is along the way. I'm not doing it towards the Congress and then forget about it the next day.
I'll rephrase. We want to prepare ourselves for the Congress that will be in 2 months. What can we take from this lesson so that during the day we'll do something that will take another step forward to be more prepared for the Congress in relation to what we've learned today so that tomorrow we'll be more ready?
Each one has a 10, right? Is there anyone here without a 10? No one. Okay. So each one has a 10. Each one consequently has to hold himself in such a state where the 10 is in his heart. Their friends are in me. And I feel them as much as possible inside of me. And the connection with them, I'm trying more and more to increase. To enlarge. That's what I would say. That's the exercise. I hope that our friends around the world are relatively ready for it. And the group can be also 3-4 people. Just like I was in a group of 6 people. It's not too bad. It's not a problem that it's small. As long as you would work, and then you will see suddenly maybe people will join you, or maybe not. It doesn't matter. Let's go to another lesson.
No.
Introduction to Panimirot Mizbirot? Okay.
Let's move on.